This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, who's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today on an issue that was very much in the headlines a number of months ago and still pops up from time to time, but has since gone back behind the headlines, and that's piracy off the east coast of Africa. He's here to explain just how vast the reach of the pirates is and what probably ought to be done in order to take this threat off of international waters. And, Captain, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be with you, Greg.
Well, everybody remembers a story from last year where the captain of the ship was taken hostage by the pirates. The SEALs, with their amazing skills, took out the pirates, rescued the captain, and that seemed to be the end of it because that was the last time Americans were really being taken prisoner by these pirates. But they certainly haven't gone away. Explain to our listeners just how much harassment they're causing out there.
Well, it's the end of the monsoon season. The weather has shifted, the wind pattern has shifted, and the pirates are back at sea in numbers. So it's not just the Gulf of Aden. They are now operating off the full east coast of Africa as they were last season, only they've now spread even further all the way into the waters off of India. So people were impressed that they were operating at 300 to 500 miles. Now it's thousands of miles. What they do is they capture larger ships, turn those into mother ships, and then use those to go out into the deeper waters and prey on shipping. Some of the technology that's being used right now, for those of your listeners who have iPhones, you can get an app for your iPhone called AIS, which is the automatic information system that ships use. It's a transponder. So you can actually look at your iPhone for a body of water and see the ships that are carrying these AIS transponders and actually see where they are. So, you know, the ability of technology to help modern-day pirates figure out where ships are, and it you can actually drill down to the name, and then, of course, you start searching databases for where they were, what they're carrying, and all of that. It's kind of a no-brainer. We have a system that's set up for peacetime efficiency, not to defend itself against armed rabble. So the pirates are back at sea. The Navy, not just the U.S. Navy, but the navies of the West, we actually have Chinese ships. Lots of folks are sending patrols into the Indian Ocean, the waters off of Somalia, and up into the Gulf region, and down from the Red Sea, Gulf of Aqaba. So lots of stuff out there, and what's happening is it's getting to the point now where these missions, these Navy missions, are exacting a cost on the nations that are putting them out there, and we have to come up with a different way of dealing with these pirates. We can't cover the amount of ocean equivalent to the east coast of the United States, about 1 million square miles of ocean, with ships dotted here and there. You just can't do it. Got to come up with another way.
Captain, you mentioned that their business is not only continuing, but it's thriving. They're reaching out even further than they ever did before, and part of that's their ability to take over huge ships and commandeer them for themselves. But somewhere this has to be bankrolled. Do we know where the money's coming from?
We don't know exactly. Some sources are known, but those are classified, obviously, because they're trying to infiltrate those networks. But a lot of the money comes out of the Middle East as risk capital to fund an operation. And then after the operation is successful, it's like wildcatting in oil wells or in mines. And the financier probably makes 10 to 100 times his money back after paying off the pirates and the local leader. The local leader takes his money and goes down to Mombasa, Kenya, or some of the other major cities in Kenya, like Nairobi, and to get the money out of Somalia, because you can't really put it in a bank in Puntland. So what they do is they're buying up all of the high-end real estate in Kenya. And the Kenyan government is very aware of this because you're seeing a lot of Somalis come in, and Somalia you know, they're not known for their consumer electronics manufacturing. So somewhere you have to generate the amount of money to buy up this high-end real estate, and they've simply put two and two together and figured out that it's the local Somali pirate leaders who are getting the bigger payoffs and who are trying to buy real estate rather than just keeping the cash under their mattress in Puntland.
We're talking with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. And, sir, you mentioned before that the current naval strategies just aren't working. Is there a consensus on what would work much more effectively?
Some folks are postulating that perhaps like a mobile operations base where you could have large but slow ships out there operating that could actually act as like lily pads or operating bases from which smaller, faster boats could operate and control an area. That's something, and with helicopter support as well, that's something that's gaining some attention. The other thing is taking a look at what's happening ashore, because quite frankly, until the problems are solved ashore, i.e. a legal system established in a government, but that's like building a bridge from San Francisco to Hawaii. That's going to take a lot of effort and a long, long time. So until those problems are solved, we have to deal with the symptoms. And the symptoms are going to have to be dealt with something less than a Ticonderoga-class cruiser or an Arleigh Burke destroyer. Those are very high-end, expensive, premium platforms that we don't need chasing knuckleheads in rowboats or in speedboats. So we're going to have to come up with another way of doing that that's far more cost-effective than the way we're doing it now. We're doing it the way we're doing it now because of the pressure to get something done and the fact that that's what we've brought to the fight. We need to bring something else.
Captain, last question before we let you go. Obviously, a lot of foreign policy challenges. Iran, perhaps most importantly, Iraq, Afghanistan, obviously, are huge. North Korean nukes. Where should this line up in our priority list?
Piracy is going to take the bottom shelf. Piracy is not a threat to the security of the United States. It's a threat to commercial shipping in the Indian Ocean and the waters adjacent to the Somali coast. Now, this is an international problem, not that the other ones aren't. The other ones are international problems as well, but it pales in comparison to a nuclear Iran.
Captain, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time.
My pleasure.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.